everybody, and welcome to PokeSports, a competitive Pokemon podcast. I'm Mike, and E3 played with one note on the field.
I'm Kevin. Boy, am I disappointed.
Oh, no. Oh, no. You know, I'm as sad as it was for PokeSports, a competitive Pokemon podcast, for Michael, a competitive Switch player, I enjoyed E3 quite a bit. What did you think?
I thought it was okay.
Yeah.
I'm harder to impress than Mr. Michael over here.
Also, by competitive Switch player, I more or less means casual Switch player. So, because none of what came out was competitive at all.
I've seen you go pretty hard on Hades.
I go incredibly hard on Hades. I have, like, weirdly enough, have I told you that I've gotten back into it recently?
No, but since you mentioned it earlier, I figured that you know that happened. You mentioned it once in the last 6 days. I was like, oh, yeah. This is playing again.
I am. I played it once at a friend's place over the weekend on Saturday. Because he had it, and he was like, oh, I haven't passed the third floor yet. And I'm like, I got you. And I just, like, ran right through it. And ever since then, I have been doing, like, multiple runs a day. So I'm very back into it. But I also, like, I bought the PC version. I had it on the Switch. I bought it on the PC. And rather than port over my save so I'd have all the same data, I just have been playing it over again from the very start. And it's crazy how much skill there is actually involved in Hades, because, like, I was able to make it, like, way further than I ever did when I had very little when I first played the game. So welcome to PokeSports, a competitive Hades podcast.
I now know why I played League of Legends by myself last night. Thanks, Mike.
That's half true. That is half true. I did sleep until about, like, midnight because my sleep schedule is completely messed up. But yeah, definitely have been losing a lot of sleep to Hades.
I'm very bad at video games. Really? I'm very bad at video games that require any type of mechanical abilities. Like, these fingers, they don't move. They don't work. I say that as I mentioned League of Legends I was playing, but guys, I play I play very easy champs in League. I don't go crazy.
Yeah.
But, like, I love turn-based games. I love card games. I like games like, I mean, Zelda's kind of, it's not difficult. It's you can manage. But, like, once you get into, like, these crazy platformers like Celeste and, like, Hades, those are Mike games. I can't do that. I got past the first level in Celeste and I was stressed out. I loved watching other people play it.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, speedrunners, I can't even compete. Like, just watching them just completely do crazy combos in Super Mario Odyssey and jump off the wall, float for 17 seconds to get onto a platform that you need combos, to do at the end of the game. Can't do it.
No, I totally get it.
Fighting games, nope.
No, yeah, anything that requires, like, a combo, I am very, 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 is, like, very, very difficult for me to do.
You play Smash, though. I don't play Smash. I'm very bad at Smash.
Yeah, but Smash requires, like, end game Smash requires the same kind of combo inputs as, like, any other fighting game out there. And that, I can't do.
You mean the up, up, down, down, Y, Y, double B, side B?
Exactly, yeah. Just wave dashing in and of itself is its own, like, little combo that I just can't execute. Have you ever heard of wave dashing? I see your face.
If you said the word wave dash to me, I would think surfing, you know?
Right?
Dashing.
Right, right. Anyway, this is Pokemon. We'll talk a little bit about what we're doing today. Today is Magneton Day. It is episode 84. Pokemon number 84 is... 82, excuse me. Pokemon number 82 is Magneton. Have you ever used a Magneton before, like, pre-Magnezone?
This E3 was a Magneton of trash.
Oh, what? No. Oh, ah. No.
Have I ever used a Magneton before? No, Mike. I understand that Magneton evolves.
Yeah, I said I pre-gen, whatever.
Oh,
all right.
You said pre-gen? No.
You barely.
What was my go-to electric type in Gen 1? I don't even... How many were there? There were just, like, two, right? Three? I can think of three.
Okay, what are the three that you can... Okay, what are the four that you can think of?
Pikachu.
Yes. Don't say Raichu.
Magnemite.
Okay.
Voltorb.
That's fair.
And Electabuzz. Is there more than
Electabuzz, there's Zapdos.
Legends are cheating, Mike.
Legends are cheating. That's fair. That's fair. There's got to be more. Huh.
And it's Surge just had Voltorbs and Raichus, right?
Did I not use an electric type in Gen 1? What's wrong with me? Huh.
Someone's yelling at us. It's fine. They can
it's
yell.
Fine.
Yell,
it's fine.
Yell
it's
louder. Fine. Yell loud enough that the traffic can hear you.
Maybe we'll hear it like in the past. Yeah.
You ever sit in your car and just like jam out to a song and then like look next to you while you're at a red light and the guy's just looking at you because you don't think anyone else hears you inside your car, but they totally do?
Yes. Yes. But like that
happens to me all the time.
Those are the moments where I don't care. Like I will also belt out a song and be happy with it. Even though the person like next to me is like really cringed out by it. But if I'm walking down the street beside somebody, I will not sing.
See, I don't know if this is like a weird Mandela effect or something, but like I jam in my car so much.
Okay.
And I get very emotional and flaily armed with it. But then every time I look back at the passenger beside me or look at the passenger to the left or right of me, they're all just stoic and creepy staring at the traffic. I'm like, is this just me?
So
it can't be just me.
It can't be, right? Like I'm pretty sure like everybody has had those moments.
I've never seen a neighbor bring in groceries either.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Do they shop? They got to get food from somewhere.
One might help. So the only, just so everybody knows, nobody cares about this one, but the only set for Magneton is Eviolite with Analytic. Analytic being used by 70% of people. Typically, you want to use a modest nature. Picolytics has people using a Flash Cannon, Protect, Thunderbolt, and Rising Voltage. So if for whatever reason you're celebrating an 82nd anniversary or some of something, or an 82nd day or month or week, go and use a Magneton, go and use that set, and let us know how that goes for you.
Oh, I found out the one electric type that we missed.
What was it?
Jolteon.
Jolteon, that was the one that I used.
Yeah, I think that was the one I used too, and that's why it's really sad that I missed it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't associate Eevee as an electric type. That maybe that's why I was going through Gen 1 babies, you know?
Gen 1 babies. Absolutely. So on today's episode of PokeSports, we are kind of going through a bit of an evolution. A bit of an evolution. Much like how Urshifu Rapid Strikes has evolved to the point where it's above Urshifu single strike in usage, we are evolving past our previous selves. See, that was poetic.
our evolution is determined by the amount of Pokemon Ami that we play, and it has to be at negative.
Is that like the playable
we're the
amount version of the Amoongus factor?
Yes, we're the opposite of Sylveon. The less that Pokemon plays with us, the more we evolve.
Right, right. So here's the long and short of it, folks. PokeSports is going to be going through a little bit of a change. We're still going to be doing Pokemon. This is what the podcast is. It's PokeSports Competitive Pokemon Podcast. Yeah, ta-da! We're going to be talking about anything that's going on in the VGC and Smogon community every other week. We are switching
whenever we can.
Regardless of if there's stuff there or not, if there's not, then we'll at least check in and say hi and just say, hey, you know what, not much going on the past 2 weeks. So PokeSports the podcast will be switching to every other week on YouTube. However, that is not the only bit that you will see of us. The big announcement that we have here is we are, for the next couple of months until we get more, you know, Pokemon BDSP stuff or Legends stuff, our streams will be moving to Twitch and will be gameplay streams of other games. We don't
it's
want
off season, baby.
It's the PokeSports off season. That's what we got right now. What that means is we'll be playing other games on the Switch. We'll maybe be playing other games off of the Switch. That kind of stuff you will see over on twitch.tv/PokeSports. It's not anymore twitch.tv/PokeSports podcast because PokeSports podcast is going to be on YouTube. If there's ever anything Pokemon related, we'll be doing that one on YouTube as well. Again, we want to keep all of the Pokemon stuff on YouTube. We don't really want to mix and muddy that too much, you know? But
yeah, YouTube Pokemon stuff, Twitch other stuff.
Exactly. Exactly. CLDO. But we're still calling it PokeSports over there because that's us.
You don't just change your name when you change profession, guys.
No. No. That's fair. So yeah, that is what we're going to be doing. It's going to be a bit of an adjustment for the first little bit. And of course, Clover Bells is still going to be pumping out teams because that is what he does. And don't worry, we'll still be here to look through his teams and his moments. So there is that.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, that is where you might see things like competitive Pokemon Snap. Kevin, have you touched Pokemon Snap ever since like the first week?
I took a picture of a Meganium, then I stopped.
Yeah, dude. You took a picture of the first like boss.
Maybe. I'm trying not to be negative this episode. I promise I'll talk about things that I liked later on when we talk about E3, because there were some games that I was excited for. Maybe it's because I didn't play the original Snap that when I played the new Snap, I was like, oh, this is cute. That's as far as that got, though. It wasn't like I had to keep playing and I couldn't put it down. I could definitely put it down. It was nice for what it was, but it just, I don't know, didn't appeal to me too much.
Yeah, I mean, it's even for the people who did play Pokemon Snap, like it's a big hit in nostalgia. Like they keep a lot of the old stuff that will remind you of the N64 Pokemon Snap, but it's not like that gripping of a game consistently. However, I will say that it does look like Pokemon is putting out a I think it's Pixma or something, like a actual camera that will connect to your Switch that will print Pokemon new Snap photos.
Oh, that's cute.
So
that's nice.
I mean, that's the only thing that it was missing, is if I could actually print these things. And I mean, you could, because you can, you know, send pictures to your Twitter and then just print it off from there, or send it to your device and print it off from there. But that was the only thing that it was missing, is that like instant, you know, remember this moment kind of thing, you know?
Remember that Bidoof that had that really funny pose? Now you will forever.
Exactly. Never forget that Bidoof.
Yeah. I mean, that was just my opinion. But there are games that come out like Monster Hunter I couldn't put down. And Mike never even turned it on. I still replay it, though. If you ever play it again, I will play with you.
Okay. Because I did pick up that game. As in, I bought it from the store. And I downloaded it onto my device because I didn't buy the physical version because it was sold out at the time. And I have not turned it on since.
You went to the store to buy the digital? Hold on.
I went to the store to buy the physical copy, and they didn't have the physical copy in stock, so I went home and downloaded it.
I thought you literally went to the store, bought the digital card, and then went home and just downloaded it. I'm like, Mike.
No.
I didn't know you're that secretive with your credit card that you only buy cash. You went all the way to the store.
I do all of my purchases in Dogecoin. Thank you very much.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. All right. Real quick. Arthur in the chat, I want to bring it back to Pokemon really, really quick now that we've explained what we're going to be doing for the next little bit. Also, by the way, before I jump into that, if we're talking like schedules or anything like that, that is just assume that you will see us about twice this week. And from then on, we'll create a schedule out of that. There's a lot of moving parts currently. I just wanted to keep people updated to what we're currently thinking about. Anyway. Arthur.
If you guys turn on your notifications, you won't have to ask about a schedule. Just saying.
If you're available 24/7, You'll never have to be worried. Yep. You'll never have to be worried about missing any of our hashtag content. Arthur says, what's the one change Pokemon can make in Series 10 to make you both excited to get back into battling on the ladder? Now, that is a very good question, because half of, I would say more than half of the reason that we're not currently playing competitive Pokemon is because of Series 9.
Oh, you remember how I said I was going to win this month's League?
Yeah.
I lost.
You already lost? Kevin, no. Okay, wait. Hey,
back to the question. Hold on. No, wait. I don't want to talk about it.
I need to look up our current stats. So
Colton brought a big horse. The big horse won. My Moltres could not do anything.
So I'll update everybody as a quick tangent as well. every month we have our PokeSports Patron League, which we will still be continuing, by the way, which is a monthly current series competition. So right now we're playing in Series 9. It's just single elimination because the month before we did double elimination and it just took way too long. Like a month and a half too long. So we just did single elimination this time. We had, you know, a decent amount of people for that. And Kevin went in being like, I'm going to win this one. I'm going to win. I'm going to do it. Lost to Colton 2-1. Unfortunately.
I took a game.
Yeah.
I took one.
Yeah. But no, that is something that we will still be offering to our patrons, obviously, over at patreon.com/PokeSportsPodcast. Looks like Colton
we have
then
to
went
answer
on
Arthur's
to lose.
Question, by the way, we never did.
Well, I will. I promise I'll get back to it. I'm thinking so many moving gears right now. Looks like Padillac is currently leading in the semifinals. Padillac
we
beat
got
Colton.
The semis already?
We're good at job. Semis for Padillac.
Yeah, this good job, one. Padillac. Yeah. Good job. Knock them out.
There you
sorry,
go.
Colton.
Winner is getting the top two actually this month because we missed last month's league. Top two are both getting a shirt. And
oh,
a pen.
That's nice.
Yeah. All right. Sorry. So, Arthur, what's the one change you can make in Series 10 to make you both excited to get back into battling on the ladder?
Ooh, me.
Go for it.
Anything that isn't Series 8, again, I'll be very excited. Don't make me replay Series. I don't like it. There is no point in going back to things that have already existed and already finished.
So I agree with that. And I want to build off of that because I think that a lot of people out there would be saying like, oh, man, but I really liked series 7. And so Series 9 is actually really fun for me. Yes. However, again, we played that series every day for like 3 months on the channel. And those aren't even all the battles that you saw. Those are just the battles that we decided to show. There were some were wins, some were losses, but there were a lot of really bad battles that happened before and after those recordings. So
especially towards the end, yeah. When we got to like, you know, the Kangaskhan episode or the Cradily episode, it got really hard.
Yeah. Yeah.
We can't just use the top six like you guys can.
We can, but only for so long.
The first 2 weeks are super easy, barely an inconvenience.
Super easy,
couple.
Barely an inconvenience. Because, like, oh, man, I would love to play that all month and just go as high as I can on, like, that month with that team or, like, the same, you know, couple high meta, top meta teams. But I feel guilty being a content creator with those. Like, I can't, in good conscience, just do the same team over and over and just be like, hey, look at how good I'm getting with this exact team that I'm going to run every single episode. I wouldn't watch that. And so I don't expect other people to watch that.
No, guys, trust me. This is a different team. I added 4 EVs and HP to my Togekiss.
Right. And so that made Series 8 kind of disgusting because it turned into if you don't run certain Pokemon, you are going to lose the game. That is just kind of how that goes. Because so much of the meta had already been solved. So many Pokemon like completely fell out into irrelevance. So like bringing off like super off meta picks just oftentimes wasn't that great of an idea. Or if you actually brought them, then they would be, you know, outclassed by other, you know, top meta Pokemon. So I think in order to bring me and a lot of people back, probably Kevin included, is another ban list. What do you think of another ban list?
I think open series 8 and then ban list.
Yes. So you bring
I think
in
a series 8 ban list would be better than a series 7 ban list, in my opinion.
Okay.
I want a metagame where legends are allowed, but Zacian is not. And Kyogre is not, and Groudon is not. You know, I want that kind of metagame. Get rid of the very over-centralized scary mons and go back to the underused legends.
So like how big can we expand this to? Like for me, I'm thinking 5 legends and like 10 non-legends. Because obviously if you go into like the most used stuff, a lot of those are just going to be legendary picks. And it's like, why would you bother opening up restricted mons if you're just going to ban all the good ones?
Well, I think with Series 8, I think there actually weren't that many restricted mons in the top 10. I could be wrong. Yeah, I think Series 8 had a lot of... I'm looking at it right now. It's the only legends in the top 10 are Zacian.
Actually, wow.
It wouldn't even ban Groudon.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7,
8. Okay, so I like Mike's idea better. 5 restricted bans, 5 regular mon bans, top 5 of each. Because that way we can get rid of Zacian, we can get rid of Kyogre, Calyrex Ice, Calyrex Shadow, and Groudon. That sounds great. Get rid of both Calyrexes, Groudon, Zacian, Kyogre. That's a metagame. Let me finally use Mewtwo and Reshiram, please. Thank you. You know?
Wow. That's
then for regular staggering. Mons, you get rid of Insign, Regilucky, Thundurus, Landorus, Venusaur. So you still keep the Urshifu in, but you remove the only reason Torkoal is good. So that's nice, too. That'd be interesting, you know?
I would like to see it. I would like to see it. Because that was so interesting to look up. Just in terms of top 10, yeah, like Kevin said, Zacian is the only restricted mon from Series 8 that lived in the top 10 usage at 31% at number 3. After that, it goes Kyogre at number 14 at 14.91%. Mm-hmm. After that was Calyrexes. Both of the Calyrexes at 19 and 20. So in your top 20, you only had 4 restricted Pokemon. However, they changed the game so much. Just the fact that, you know, there were so many of them kind of added to that strange diversity that couldn't really be counted. But yeah, so I said 5 and 10 before, but I think it, yeah, better to say just like a 5 and 5, 5 restricted, 5 non-restricted top 10, and just see how the game goes from there.
Or let mythics in. I'll be interested if they let mythics in last minute. I don't actually know if there's any mythic Pokemon that can counter Zacian though. Victini might do it pretty well. I mean, Victini can tear Zacian up.
Mythics.
Yeah, Victini would really tear Zacian up.
Yeah. That would be an interesting one to see. I wonder how much Amoongus would be used.
Genesect would wall Zacian pretty well.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a fact.
Same thing with Jirachi, can wall it.
Mm-hmm.
No, just introducing a lot of Pokemon. Ooh, Darkrai, Dark Void would be back. Ah! Triscarf, Dark Void, goodbye.
You know what? You know what I kind of wish that Pokemon would do? Let's take a page out of the book of League of Legends that we've been doing for a little while. What if people were able to ban 2 of the Pokemon on each person's team? Like if I picked 6, you picked 6 in team select, I got to ban 2, you got to ban 2.
We pick the 4 that each other brings.
Yeah. Yeah. But in like whatever order. So it's still totally random. because so we don't know what they're coming in with.
So you'd be adding an extra phase to team preview.
I would be adding band
phase, followed by picking the order.
Yes. Games would never get started, and there would be nothing but dodges. But
band phases would not take. Oh, I guess you could. Yeah, but dodging on Battle Spot hurts you so much. Because in League of Legends, you lose three points. But in Battle Spot, you lose like 700 if you dodge once.
If you dodge once on Battle Spot, you end up in Great Ball 2. Yeah. No, Mythics are always going to be banned. Okay. You know what?
These are ideal world scenarios.
These are all ideal worlds. Yeah, this likely not going to happen because this removes a lot of accessibility. There's a lot of actual reasons, right? Like you remove the accessibility from a lot of your players. A lot of players stop playing. A lot of players start hacking. People just can't get the Pokemon by natural means. So
Mike,
they don't bother.
I got a hot take for
you. What's your hot take?
They do that anyway.
I know.
It happens regardless.
I know. I know, but you don't want to like invite it more.
Excuse me while I pet my 6 IV Kyogre. Shiny, by the way, in my beast ball.
I found it in Route 5. I was fishing.
Brought it all the way back from 2003. Look at my Hoenn medal.
Completely legitimate. You'll never tell. And neither will I. All right. I think with that, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about E3 because, oh boy, there's been a lot that happened, a lot that didn't happen, a lot that we're excited about, a lot that we, were not. So we'll see you in a second. And we're back. Welcome back to PokeSports, everybody. So E3, we delayed today's episode, today's live episode until Tuesday because we hoped, we crossed our fingers, we hoped so hard that we would have some E3 news about Pokemon. In my head, I was like, oh, we're probably not going to have anything from Brilliant Diamond, Shining Pearl, but we might have something for Arceus, maybe. And then it turns out we got none of that. So both of those just kind of have yet to be talked about.
Yeah. I mean, people are saying that they never talk about Pokemon at E3. One, that's a lie. They did before. They did. I'm pretty sure they did for Sword and Shield.
Yeah.
There are leakers that exist that say you got a Pokemon Direct coming soon, but there's still nothing officially announced. So I guess we'll have to wait and see. They might have just been able to save it all for a Direct, which would honestly, that would be nice. That would mean, you know, we have a PokeSports episode that day or that week.
Yeah.
Figure we'd have something to talk about, but I don't know. There were some nice things about E3. I have a very interesting game choice. I guess we just talk about what we thought was good.
I do want to hear about that. I want to focus in on what you said a little bit earlier about Sword and Shield. So Sword and Shield was shown off at E3. It wasn't debuted at E3, obviously, because it was like, you know, the summer before the November that it came out. But what they did, they showed about 20 or so minutes of gameplay.
Okay.
Which was cool because it was like the first time that a main stage Pokemon game minus Let's Go Pikachu and Eevee, because what is that? First time that one was shown off on the Switch. So they wanted to show off Dynamax. They wanted to show off all the cool things you could do on the Switch version. But for this one, BDSP being a remake from a third party participant, I guess they were like, okay, well, you know what? If you're not done, don't worry about it. We've got a whole bunch of other stuff to go and show off. So I assume that there will be, yes, a Pokemon Direct later on, because there's a ton to show off about both of those games. And I'm super excited for that. That's going to bring me wildly back into Pokemon. But yeah, anyway, so there were a lot of games that were shown off, and a lot of them we will be playing over on twitch.tv/pokesports as they come out. Kevin, do you have any that you were super interested in?
I guess the big ones that were mentioned were mainly I think the E3 started with Smash, like it usually does. I know some people are happy about, I don't know his name, Mr. Tekken guy, getting a Smash debut. And I'm happy for the people that are happy about it.
Yeah. That's such a nice middle of the road statement for you.
I'm glad you guys are doing great. Yeah. Smash doesn't interest me. I'm sorry.
It's fair.
But games that did interest me were Shin Megami Tensei.
Yeah.
That game is like your classic JRPG. It looks amazing. And it honestly, it was giving me mad Pokemon vibes. Like, it's whole turn-based combat. You can capture monsters to make them your friends. Those monsters you could then train up to do whatever you want specifically. In which case, they'll evolve into something that customizes your needs. Sounds familiar to me. Pokemon game that I needed. So, yeah, that made me happy. Shin Megami Tensei. I love WarioWare games, so that made me happy too. I think I like being goofy. And yeah. Like WarioWare is like
WarioWare, nice, get goofy. It together. And that, all of these games that have online play to them, I know it was kind of a meme in E3 for them to be like, and it has online play, but I'm actually rather like excited for that, because that means that like you and I can actually play it.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Head to head WarioWare.
Yes.
Oh, that's going to get so aggressive. I love it.
Yeah, it's beautiful. There was also the Mario Party Superstars. That
what was that?
is yeah. I mean,
like I said, it's funny. Like you said, it's funny how they had to advertise there was online. Mm-hmm. Well, thanks, guys. You know, the game that you released 2 years ago finally got an update.
I think it's a new game though.
It is a completely new game.
It is a new game. Okay.
Did you see what I tweeted on the PokeSports Twitter
account today? I did.
I don't know what I said before it, but I said Super Mario Party has gotten more updates than Pokemon has these last couple of months.
Yeah, it's
and
true.
That game is 2 years old.
Oh, it's so true. It's so true. Yeah, Kazuya from Tekken. Yeah, I mean, if anybody is still playing Smash out there, it's weird how... I don't know if there is still a super large community for it. To me, it feels like the community for Smash is shrinking. But maybe that's just because I haven't seen in-person tournaments recently. But with Kazuya, I assume it's going to bring more people from the fighting game community over, just like, you know, Ryu and Ken did. But we'll see. Metroid 5. Yeah.
You think that's their goal?
Yes.
Try to just rob audiences from other places, but like, hey, we got your Tekken characters here now.
I think that's what Sakurai like schemes in a dark corner somewhere. He's like, I am getting everybody. But I think the idea is to just have a nice place where everyone can hang out.
We don't have competition if everyone's in the game.
We don't have competition if everyone is here.
Next week we'll have Goku and Vegeta.
No, that'll never happen. That'll never happen. I wish everybody wishes. When Geno. Metroid 5 is super exciting. Metroid Dread is what it's called. It's a 2D platformer, which I with what I hope is 3D cutscenes, because that's what it looked like in the trailer. It could absolutely not be, and it's just transition. But it looked so good.
Another Metroidvania on the Switch, but this one's actually Metroid.
This one's less Vania and more Metroid.
Yeah, right. I mean, yeah. I hope it's not full price. Is it full price?
It's probably going to be full price.
That's a little ridiculous. They shouldn't do that.
No. They wouldn't call it a Metroid.
It looks like a nice. It looks like a nice $30 game. You know, like I'd buy it for $30.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I guess like apart from and watch
you
me
like
hand
golf?
Wave. Yeah, true. Yep. I guess three more then. Yeah. Apart from and watch me hand wave new Zelda Breath of the Wild 2.
That's obviously going to be good.
That one's going to be, yeah, whatever.
You guys know that already.
Good game. You will enjoy it. Have a Switch? Get it.
2022 release. That's sooner than I thought, to be honest.
Oh, really?
Well, wow. Then again, I remember they announced this 2 years ago. So I'm like, oh, okay, I guess 4 years is enough to make a game that existed already.
And you already know it's probably going to be like November 2022. So
yeah, right. Explain to me how they didn't take that opportunity to announce a Switch Pro. The new Zelda game, Breath of the Wild 2, improved graphics. You can play in the sky now. You ain't gonna talk about that new Switch Pro that has been leaked on every news platform this whole month.
Nope.
The one that clearly exists and you just don't want to tell us? Show me pictures, Nintendo, please.
Someone's dad works at Nintendo and they've already shown pictures. Come on, Nintendo. Get it together. No, I really, yeah, I agree with you. That was a missed opportunity. Which gives them a new opportunity to show it off when they show off Legends Arceus or BDSP. Do I think they're going to do that? Probably not. But I am hoping that in our list of events that happened post E3, we're going to get a Switch Pro debut where they talk about it. And then we're going to get a Legends Arceus and BDSP debut where they show all of the technical wonders that can be done with having it on the Switch Pro. Things like the terrain in Legends Arceus not looking like it's 10 frames a second. That would be nice.
Their biggest challenge yet.
Letting a Pokemon walk in the distance was a problem for the trailer. Even go and watch the trailer. I believe there's an Onix at some point that is just like crawling along at like a robot's pace. It is harsh.
I believe even Breath of the Wild had that kind of rendering problem where you'd see characters in the distance, but they were floating.
They did.
Yeah, so hopefully they fix that. Because that was kind of like such a beautiful game. You just, not ruin it, but like, you know.
Yeah.
And little things.
And again, like I really do hope that in this fictitious Pokemon Direct, which is happening whenever, that they will show a clear difference between the battle system in Legends Arceus and the battle system in BDSP. Because I'm not going to say it anymore after I say it this one last time. I am so scared of faithful remakes. So scared.
I'm terrified. I mean, let's just say that come November, me and Mike might be casual Pokemon players.
Come November, everyone might be casual Pokemon players.
I don't think I can play Sword and Shield for another year, you know? I mean, that's just me personally. I'm just thinking about it. I'm like, can I play this game for one more year? Because if both these games are just casual games, if Legends Arceus is just this new thing where, yeah, we're open world Breath of the Wild 2 before Breath of the Wild comes out, you know, and BDSP are just Diamond and Pearl again, it might be November 2022 until we see a new main series Pokemon game, which is weird. I'm like, I can't play Sword and Shield 3 years. That's yikes.
That's a long time. And again, like we live in a new age where there's so many good games coming out all the time that are so worthy of playing. Super Monkey Ball Banana Mania is rolling on to Switch, and you expect me to play Sword and Shield for another year?
That was your hot take.
No, Mike. It was not.
I was like, out of all the games you could have possibly decided, Mike chose Monkey Ball.
It was one that I didn't realize I hadn't mentioned. No. Game that won E3 for me was Advance Wars 1 and 2 Reboot Camp. Oh! Did you ever play Advance Wars?
Nope.
Oh, Kevin.
What is this?
It's the best.
Does not compute.
They dropped the ball completely by not continuing the Advance Wars series, and they finally are bringing it back.
Usually what happens with reboots is that once they get rebooted, they're gonna, you know, try to do a new game.
That's my hope. Whole, like,
Mega Man thing on the Switch. They brought them all back, and then they were like, here's 11.
Exactly. Oh, remember, you remember Mega Man now? Yeah, we're up to speed. Okay, how about the next one? Okay. But no, Advance Wars 1 and 2, I need to show you like old school gameplay and then the new trailer. They have completely remade a amazing looking game compared to what it looked like before. Like before it was fun to play, but the graphics were like very of the time. And I believe that was like 2000 to 2004 or something like that for like the Game Boy Advance. So now, it gives me tingles every time I think about it. I'm so glad I wasn't expecting it, and now it's here.
No, I'm excited. I don't even know what the game's about.
I gotta show you it.
Ooh. You got Charizard Funko Pops up for pre-order on Amazon, guys. Get your Funko Pops.
No, wait, really?
Yeah, it looks really nice. It's $11. Good luck.
Excuse me, I just that's the sound of me. Okay.
Mike live on a podcast.
I don't often
Funko Pop.
I don't often order from America, but gonna have to do it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Forgot.
Yep.
Different country. Yo, I thought they were trolling us so hard at E3 when they were like, okay, this last bit of news is Hyrule Warriors DLC. Happy 35th anniversary. And I was just like, yo, really? Don't do me like this. And they were like, no, we gotta sell the game and watch. And I was like, oh, no, they're doing me like this. But wait, here's Breath of the Wild. Oh, no.
Okay,
then they showed the creator again. It's like, is this guy really going to and tell us that there's been a delay again?
he at least had like the all black background. And like you saw when like Eiji Aonuma was standing there, he was just like, hi. And everyone's like, oh, it's the Breath of the Wild, man. Yeah.
What if they had a Game & Watch with Pokemon Red and Blue on it? I'd buy it.
Would you? It looks like it has a rechargeable battery with a USB-C adapter.
I wouldn't even play it.
That's kind of
I'd leave it in the box. I just put it on display at that point. Oh.
Oh, you're like NFTing this thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sleeper pick for E3. I know this game exists already, but Dragon Ball Z Kakarot getting ported to the Switch is kind of big.
You think
that's
so?
That's apparently like a really good game. And, you know, who doesn't like Goku?
If you haven't seen Dragon Ball at all, then that is the game you should play.
Oh, did you not?
What? Oh, I've seen Dragon Ball. Of course.
Dude. Mike's over here whipping out all these animes I never heard about. Watch Credible. Amazon Prime.
Oh gosh. Invincible.
He hasn't watched Dragon Ball.
I have absolutely watched Dragon Ball and Dragon Ball Z and GT and Super. I'm there.
Do Canadians say Z or Z?
We do say Dragon Ball Z.
Okay, good.
We do call it Beasties instead of Beast Wars, though. Transformers?
Robots in disguise.
Yeah. You know, like during the Beast Wars era?
Mm-hmm.
We Canadians localized that to Beasties.
Oh, you guys think you're all cute?
Yeah, because we didn't like the word war.
WarioWare is also coming out at $49.99, which is a lot cheaper than I thought it would be. $10 off.
Wow. Hey, here's a good question. Yes, Lupus Rex. Invincible was so good. If you had Jesse D'Souza says, if you had to put your time into being competitive into any other game, which one would you pick?
And I could be good at it?
And we can't pick League of Legends, because that's the easy pick.
If I can be good at it.
If you can be good at it.
If I had the chance of being good at any other game.
If you
being competitive at it and being bad is the worst experience ever. Because that's what I'm feeling in League of Legends.
That's fair. If you were able to take 3 months off and not have to worry, like if you could go into like a hyperbolic time chamber to keep it very Dragon Ball Z, and you had a console or a PC or a Game Boy or whatever, Switch, whatever, and you just had to become good, proficient at this one game, what would that game be?
Oh, that's easy. Rocket League.
Oh!
People do some wild things in that game. And I think it's like, it's at the point where it's got a big following, but not like a big, big following. So you get to be nice and well-known in a tight-knit community. It's nice.
The Rocket League community is nice. I agree with that.
Yeah. I feel like it's less toxic, too. It's probably more toxic now that I'm thinking about it. I know, like, FIFA players and the competitive FIFA players are, like, really toxic. And, like, CSGO players are really toxic.
If I could be really good at one game.
Esport.
Okay, yeah, that does change things a little bit. Because, like, I would be really good at, like, speed running. Just certain, I guess, like, platformers. Because I feel like the skills could transfer over pretty well enough. I wouldn't want to be, like, super competitive in a shooter. I wouldn't want to be super competitive in, like, RTS, I guess. I think I would want to be good at Dota. Dota 2.
Wow, Mike. Way to take Don't Pick League of Legends and make it League of Legends 2. Thank you very much. You worked very hard for this answer. I'm proud of you.
All right. I'm going to have to go into the browsing category on Twitch now for you. Because Dota 2 is where all the money is.
I'll pick another.
Hearthstone. Hearthstone. Done. That's
money
it.
Money bags Mike over here. I love Hearthstone. I play just Murlocs. And that should tell you enough about my character and my personality.
Yeah, more or less.
If your goal is to make someone mad, you're probably Kevin.
But no, yeah, Hearthstone. Big fan of the card.
Nice save.
Yeah. Wow.
If there's any game that I could pick that isn't League of Legends to play competitively, it would be League of Legends.
Yeah, da-da-da-da-da.
Yikes.
Ooh, what about
Elder if there was Scrolls any games? Aren't they supposed to be releasing that new one that they announced 3 years ago?
Elder Bethesda Scrolls announced Online? Blackwood?
No, they announced like a Skyrim sequel, like Elder Scrolls. Like a new, you know,
I'm not in that thing. I'm not too in that.
Yeah, so they announced it.
Cool.
I would definitely get it. I mean, I have the PlayStation 5 for it now. I got to use it somehow.
Fair enough. Okay. Well, I think that's about enough of this episode of Bogey Sports. So, as a quick recap, E3 was lack of Pokemon is Bogey Sports is okay, because we'll keep going every other week with the podcast and TBD, but often on Twitch, podcast on YouTube, other games on Twitch, Pokemon on YouTube. If we do start to play Pokemon, again, if you have any questions or any of that kind of stuff, you can, always send us a message through Discord, which you can find in the comment section of this very video. Join our Discord because we still have tons of Pokemon related stuff. We'll be adding extra channels for non-Pokemon related stuff as well. So there'll be even more reason to join if you haven't joined before. I want to thank all the people who've been following us on YouTube and who've been doing all the YouTube stuff with us. You guys make this all worthwhile. Want to thank all the people on Patreon at patreon.com/PokeSportsPodcast who are the huge and big reason that we are able to continue doing what we do and make these quick changes just as we, you know, grow and learn and adapt with the rest of the Pokemon community. I want to thank our patrons who are at the 10 and up tier. I want to just toss on some music here. Ooh, there it is. There we go. All of these beautiful people receive a shout out at the end of our videos. People like Matthew H, Corey, Carlo H, Jack S, Scott D, Joseph G, King Boo, Martine, Ahmed, Colton W, Roe Ixon, Rowan H, Alex Got Sauce, Arctivish D, Arctivish Dylan, Greg T, Louis J, Make It Totter, PA, oh, of course that's Mod Pierre, Ryan G, and so on. I want to thank you all for being so amazing. And I can't wait to continue to be just a presence trying to entertain you folks at home. You guys are awesome. Kevin, you got anything to shout out?
I'm also doing rentals in New Jersey if you guys want me to go up with the rental.
Kevin sells houses now.
I can help you buy, sell, do rentals, invest. I got you.
You can message me for all of your, I don't know, just to chat and check in.
Mike can help you make t-shirts.
That's it. I can. Yeah. Here we go. All right, folks. Well, this has been fun. I hope you guys have a great week, and we will see you very soon. Have a good one. Bye-bye.